Chapter 7. Welcome to the Basement. About half an hour later, we jerk to a stop. "Get out," Mother orders. There's a large house in front of us. It's in shambles. It looks as if it's been abandoned for years. The paint is peeled, and it's surrounded by sludgy snow. It is not an igloo castle. It is not even an igloo. "Is this where you live?" I ask Tree Girl as we all get out of the sled. "Yeah," she huffs. "Do you have a problem with that?"
"No," I say quickly.
"Put them in the basement with the girl," Mother tells Tree Girl. "And don't forget the reindeer," she adds.
"The reindeer too? He's a prisoner? Why?" We walk into the house past a crumbling dining room table and broken chairs and half-burned-out chandeliers. In the corner of the room are piles of cutlery, statues, paintings, just like the stuff in the sled. Stuff they stole from other people, I'm sure. They are robbers. Tree Girl leads us to a staircase.
"Here's your new home," she says, giving me a slight push down the stairs. "Don't come out."
Jonah and I head down reluctantly, and the reindeer clomps along behind us.
"Horrid, stupid, miserable place," he mutters.
I glance back in surprise. I'm still not totally used to him talking. The basement is about the same size as our basement at home. It smells like basement too, cold and damp. There's no furniture, just a pile of brown blankets in the corner. Water leaking from the ceiling has frozen into threatening-looking icicles. There are also patches of frosty green mildew growing on the walls. At least this basement is bigger than the last location Joan and I were trapped in, Rapunzel's Tower, although this place is much grungier and darker. The only light comes from one oval window near the high ceiling. There's a very skinny girl in the center of the room. She's doing jumping jacks and wearing a bright orange tracksuit.
"I'm back," the reindeer says. "They kidnapped some more prisoners."
"A penguin and a polar bear?"
the girl asks between jumps. "They're costumes," I say, taking off my headpiece. "I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah.
Are you Gerda?" "Please let her be Gerda. Please let her be Gerda."
"Yes," she puffs.
"Hooray!" I exclaim. "It's so nice to meet you."
Gerda is Asian, with straight black hair that she's wearing in two low pigtails. Her face is heart-shaped and tanner than mine, and she looks to be about my age.
"Oh, sure," the reindeer grumbles in my direction. "Introduce yourself immediately to the human. I've only been with you two for hours. Did you introduce yourself to me?" "No, you did not."
I flush. "Sorry, I didn't realize. It's just that..."
"That I'm a reindeer?"
he humps.
"No, that I wanted to meet her."
That sounded better in my head. The reindeer double humps and turns up his black nose.
"Don't mind him," Gerda says between jumps. "He's a sweetheart under all the grumpiness."
"Rudolph the grumpy reindeer,"
Jonah sings, and I laugh.
"You would be grumpy too," the reindeer huffs, "if the robbers forced you to help them rob people, wouldn't you?"
"I definitely would," I say.
"Also, my name is not Rudolph."
"I know your name isn't Rudolph," Jonah says. "It's just a song. It was a joke. What is your name?"
He squares his reindeer shoulders.
"Ralph," he says.
Jonah giggles.
"Close enough."
"Well," I say, "it's very nice to meet both of you, Gerda and Ralph."
"We're sorry the robbers took you prisoner, too," Gerda says, still jumping. "I'm not staying long. I am getting out of here. I have to find Kai. That's why I'm doing jumping jacks, to stay in shape and keep my energy up."
I clap my hands.
"Oh, Kai! We saw him!"
She stops in mid-jump.
"You did? You know Kai? Is he okay?"
"He's in a trance," I admit. "He's with the Snow Queen."
"I knew it," Gerda says, thumping her fist in the air. I knew he was under her spell.
He definitely is, Jonah says. He's not totally frozen, though. He's walking around and building snowmen. He's just kind of spaced out. He's half frozen.
A frozen zombie, I add. A Fromby.
Ha! Jonah laughs. Funny. Not as funny as Dogsicle, but still funny.
The Snow Queen froze our dog, I explained to Ralph and Gerda. Totally froze. He couldn't even move. Ralph nods solemnly.
That's what happens when the Snow Queen blows too many kisses at you, he says. You go completely numb. When she blows you just one kiss, you go just a little bit numb. It's like you're in a trance.
He nods at Gerda and says,
like your friend Kai. But then, with more kisses, your entire body freezes. Even more kisses, and you die.
That's what I've heard anyway. I've never met her myself.
A shudder goes through the reindeer's body. I swallow. At least Prince was alive when we saw him. One more kiss and he might not be. We have to get there fast.
I'm sorry she froze your dog, Gerda says. And I hope she won't hurt Kai.
She looks eagerly toward the door.
Sharon said she would let Ralph and me go tonight. I told her my whole story and she felt sorry for me. We'll tell her to let you guys come too. We'll save all of them. Woohoo!
Perfect, I say. I like Gerda's enthusiasm. She's what my mom would call a real go-getter.
Is Sharon the tree girl? I ask.
The who?
Gerda asks.
The girl who's dressed as a tree. The robber girl.
Yes, Sharon is the robber girl.
Great, I say. This is going to work out perfectly. I grab Jonah's hand and look at his watch. It says 2 o'clock back home.
Do you know what time it is here?
6, Gerda says. Sharon usually brings dinner down at about 8. Hopefully she'll let us go then. I nod. We were right about the time difference. Every hour at home is 3 hours here.
That means we have 5 home hours left and 15 hours here. We're cutting it close, but we can make it. This isn't exactly the pop-in to get Prince that I'd had in mind.
Queasiness settles into my stomach. What if my parents wake up before we get home? For a second, I'm worried I'm going to be sick. I take a deep breath. I can do it. I can get back to the Snow Queen's palace, defrost Prince, and make it home before I wake up. I can do it. I'm a go-getter, too.
Gerda resumes her jumping jacks.
Come on, guys. Let's get some exercise. Who's with me?
I am, Jonah exclaims and jumps up. Why not, I say, and join in.
Pass,
says Ralph from where he's lying, hooves splayed across the floor.
1, Gerda yells. 2, 3.
My back starts to feel kind of sweaty. This polar bear costume is hot. It wasn't made to be worn during exercise. Also, it's itchy. I stop jumping and walk over to the corner to sit down. Maybe Gerda can be the go-getter while I go get a break.